Welcome to The Hitch, week two. Hi.
Hi.
I have no idea what day it is.
It's day 14.
It's Friday, that's all I know.
Week two.
What?
This is the end of week two.
Wild.
Yeah.
That's an interesting day.
It was.
Kind of didn't go... Parts of it went according to plan. Other parts didn't.
It just stopped raining.
Yeah, raining I know. I'm sad that we didn't get rain on this, but we actually have a break in the rain, and then it's gonna come back. We'll get to that. But yeah, it was raining up until just a little while ago. But the little guy was awake. I think the rain was keeping him up.
You had the very smart idea of turning the air conditioning back on just to
be a loud
drone.
It's very loud, and we usually have it on, but I didn't have that idea for like an hour though.
I know,
so too bad, but it's late and we're just getting to it.
And we missed the sound of rain on the trailer. Is really amazing.
It sounds really great. I actually love it.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I don't love when, you know, like now we're on, well, we can get to the weather, but I feel a little vulnerable when it's a bad storm.
Yeah.
But I love when it's like ding, 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 you know, it just has such a nice sound.
Yeah.
Maybe later tonight we'll record some of it when it comes back because it's coming back.
Possibly tomorrow
or possibly tomorrow.
Sunday.
I know.
We're suddenly in a wet spell here.
That's true. We went from like blazing oven heat to... lots of rain.
Yeah, and they've even got like flood watch and that kind of thing, which... Yeah,
we're under a flash flood watch. I didn't realize it was a flash flood watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
and we're right by a river.
Well, not only are we right by a river...
like real close.
But we're right by a river that had a massive flood in 2013.
Yeah, 2013. And that's actually the reason...
This park exists.
This park exists and is so nice because everything got wiped out here in this exact spot.
I was actually just reading
completely
about
trashed.
It.
Were
they
you?
They had to evacuate the entire town of Lyons
for
6 weeks.
Yeah, I knew that.
In order to clean up and,
it was
get everything
really bad.
Set back up. They are not saying... I also read
they got
17 inches of rain in 2 days. And no one is predicting that here.
No,
it's not the same
level at all. But it not only trashed Lyons, it trashed Jamestown. Like the whole town had to be evacuated. They were actually cut off. Like they had to be
like
emergency.
Oh, wow.
Like I don't know if they got air vac'd out of there or what, but I know that there were parts of it where people were trapped. And I mean, they got them out, I think. But anyway. And also just, you know, went through Boulder.
Yeah.
And did a lot of damage.
Big
and
Longmont.
Yeah, it was a huge flood.
Yeah.
But it did completely destroy the area that we're currently in. So it's a little like,
when it was raining really hard,
I
actually did pull up the Lyons flood abatement master plan.
Yeah,
that
did you
they
find out
in.
Where the highlands are that we can go to?
No, but I did look at the fact that like this whole creek is engineered. And
yeah.
The creek will rise a lot,
right?
Before it were to get to us. We are in what it looked on the map as either 0.2% chance of flooding yearly or 1% chance. Either it's not a big chance.
Yeah, I mean, I assumed after what happened to the town that they made some pretty drastic changes.
Yeah, I would think they wouldn't put a major camping area and recreation area in the middle of a lake.
But
watch
I mean,
out, here comes the floods.
Yeah, and I mean, trust us, we are paying attention. I doubt we're going to sleep tonight. We're going to be checking stuff constantly.
Well, if it's raining hard.
If it's raining hard.
Right now, it's not raining.
It's supposed
at
to
all.
Come back in the middle of the night and rain all night and then rain all day tomorrow. But we'll see. I mean, sometimes it's not as bad as they say. And but today I was thinking, well, you know, worst case scenario, like we have a big four-wheel drive SUV. I mean, just throw the kids and the dog in there with a few things and drive off. Like, as much as I wouldn't want to leave Evangeline, if I had to, I would.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
Like, that's what you do. You just get the four-wheel drive and go.
Insurance.
Yeah, exactly.
And it would be fine.
I don't think it's getting to that. No.
I think it's just going to be a wet weekend, which is unfortunate.
And maybe if we had enough time, we could hitch up and take her with us.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty wet hitch. Can you even imagine?
The winds were really strong this afternoon.
That was what freaked me out, because we were actually at your parents' house. I actually, I had seen that it might rain.
Yeah.
And then I commented on this woman I know that lives out here. She posted on Instagram, she posted a picture of her dog at Rocky Mountain National Park. Okay. And I had commented yesterday something like, oh, you drove right by us. Like, we're in Lyons right now.
Okay.
And she responded, and she's like, oh, that's great. And also, I remembered that there's a new episode of The Hitch for me to listen to.
Oh, that's fun.
And then she was like, well, keep an eye on that creek with the weather that's coming. And I'm like, what weather that's coming? Like, that was when I first realized. And we were sitting in your parents' yard. Right. And then I looked it up, and I was like, I think it's about to storm pretty hard, guys.
Yeah.
And it was like perfectly sunny, beautiful day. And then like 15 minutes later, the winds kicked in.
Right. And I knew it was going to rain a lot tomorrow because we're planning on going down to Denver to see my sister. So I was kind of like, oh, because we're trying to do visits outside with people and like it's going to rain all day. So I was like, oh, what should we do? And, you know, just hoping it wasn't going to be that bad. But I knew it was going to rain later tonight.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it was going to hit as early as it did. And when you were like, I looked at my phone and was like, oh, okay. And then, but it still didn't seem that bad. But then all of a sudden I started getting flash flood warnings.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh. And then, and this can certainly happen here and a lot of other places, but here it's just like, that, you know, it can change. And suddenly the winds, it can be so
really strong,
so windy,
winds started blowing.
Really strong winds, and it started raining. And so we kind of threw everything in the car and left. And we were worried the whole time, like, because we had left the awning.
Well, I was worried more than you, even.
Well, I was worried too. I just wasn't maybe saying it, but we had the vents open on the top.
Which are just like this cheap plastic. It can really get vibrating in the wind. And my head immediately was like, okay, the awning, which our awning on our trailer is a little bit broken. And
so it doesn't our trailer used, so there's some damage to it.
But. One of the things that we did not know when we bought it is that the awning, arms of the awning is bent. And so it doesn't work great, and as a result you can't quite lock it into place, and so if winds get going the awning can start to bounce,
right? And it was really windy,
and it was really
like
windy.
The kind where you
and
open the car gotten, door and it just like whips open, and
I had gotten
like it's
myself really convinced that we were going to pull in, the awning was going to be lying flat against the front of the trailer with broken arms, and the vent we had left open would be snapped off, and then
I had to kind of talk you down a little
and
bit.
You had a great piece of advice for me, actually.
Well, thanks to therapy. Seriously. Thanks to my therapist. What did I say? I don't remember.
Something about worrying.
I was like, let's not worry about problems we don't have yet.
Yeah.
You know,
and
that's something,
like,
that's
right.
Something she says to me, and it's helpful to remember. I remind myself that, like, you know, I am a huge worrier. I worry about everything. And I have to, you know, kind of calm myself down and be like, okay, I need to stop worrying about problems I don't have yet. You know, let's see what happens and then we'll deal with it.
Yeah. And we got here and the awning was fine.
It was
fine.
And the vent. But it was wild. It was
but
like,
I opened the door because there was actually like somebody pulling in to
those poor people having to like back in during that chaos.
There were people in that wind. There were people actively setting up tents.
Tents.
And I would have been
people,
like,
tents.
You know what? I'm not going camping
tonight.
No,
because you know what? Also check the forecast. It's getting worse, people.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse at like 2 a.m.
But yeah, there was a...
Like just go find a hotel or go to a friend's house or go home or whatever. Like it's not worth it.
There was a truck backing in ahead of us and, you know, I didn't want to rush him or whatever.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to just jump out and the teen's going to jump out. We're going to get that awning down.
Plus, it was like a video game. We pulled in, and because the roads in here are dirt, and the wind was whipping so hard, it was like, you know, Wild West little like dirt tornadoes were like dust devils whipping around, and like, so visibility wasn't great. And then for some reason, there were like tiny children on tiny bicycles in this storm. And I'm like, whose kids are these? Like, I was so annoyed. And they were, I'm not exaggerating, right? No, they were just going right in front of the
car. Right in front of the car.
Like immediately in front of the car with like no looking.
No.
No concern for anything. And like, we have a giant black SUV. Like, it's very easy to see it. And like, what the heck? Yeah. These kids were just like, they were like tumbleweeds in the wind. Well,
and they
wind.
Were also riding right by people who were like struggling to set up tents that were blowing over as they were trying to put them up.
Where are the parents for real? And so I had to stop because there were like very small children. I mean, maybe 3 and 4 years old in front of the car. And so Dan got out and was like, it was like some action movie. You're like, okay. And you and the teen, I was like, are you ready? To the teen, like, you got to go. And you guys like jumped out and ran down to the trailer, and I couldn't see it yet because I was stuck behind the children. And finally that cleared up, like both the guy backing up, which I really had compassion for that guy. Like, oh my, visibility was so bad.
Yeah.
It was rainy. It was windy. It was dusty. It was wild, and things were blowing all over the place. I was really glad that earlier today I had, because we had to move sites, and we'll get to that.
That's what we thought we were going to talk about.
I was like, this will be good for the hitch, and then like there's a lot more that happened. But we have an inner tube and 4 chairs, right? And so we had to move sites, but just a few down. So you walked a bunch of our stuff, like just the chair, over, all the outdoor stuff, like the chairs and the inner tube and stuff. Just walked it over, and like the hoses and cords and stuff like that, you just walked over. And so I was putting everything back together after we moved and like setting up chairs. And then I realized I was just going to leave the tube on its own and then like move all 4 chairs. And then I realized, you know, maybe I should leave a couple chairs on the tube so it doesn't blow around. It wasn't windy at all.
It wasn't windy at all.
But I just had the thought of like, it, you know, it could get blown. It's an inner tube, you know, it wouldn't take much. So I thought, oh, we'll just leave those other chairs and then we can set them up later if we need them. And thank goodness, because
it would have been gone.
That thing would have been gone.
That would have been like,
it would have been
over
really
by the dispensary
gone.
Row, you know,
it would have been
a mile away.
It would have been rolling down like Highway 36 on its way to Boulder. Seriously. Or something. Yeah, it was wild. And but we got in, we got everything in, we got back in time. Everything was fine.
Yeah, everything was totally fine.
No worries.
No.
The dog was very nervous.
Yeah, she was nervous.
So we've been petting her a lot because she's very nervous.
She's actually passed out of sleep right
she's
now.
Well, it's not raining
right
now.
It's not raining.
We're getting a break. So, yeah, so it's supposed to rain even more than they originally thought. And, we'll see. We might have to shift some plans that we had tomorrow. We'll just see. We're going to play it by ear and see what happens, see how much rain there is.
But
you want to talk
about
moving?
Talk about moving. Yeah. So, like Janice said, we had to move the trailer. So, we're in this campground in Lyons, Colorado for the duration of our time, really,
in Colorado.
But we're in 3 different spots within this campground because we couldn't get one contiguous one for 10 days.
Well, and one of the ones we did very last minute.
Yeah, very last minute.
It opened up and we were like, let's book it. And we were booked. We had a couple days. We didn't have anything. Who knows what we were going to do? And then we had a couple other, you know, we had reservations a couple other places, but we dropped them because we love this place. So,
but so what it means is that today we had to move, and then on Sunday we'll also have to move.
Yeah.
And, you know, moving 3 spaces down
sounds really easy.
Sounds really easy.
Sounds simple.
But you have to, you're still pulling the trailer. You have to put things
still
that are on surfaces away. You know, you have to, you know, we didn't do as rigorous a.
Yeah, like we left everything
away.
In the fridge.
Yeah, we left things in the fridge. We
left things in the shower. Like we left things out. You know, on
But anything that was going to fall off the table or things like that.
Anything that would spill or whatever we put away.
Yeah. And so there was that. There was, you know, you have to undo all the hoses and the electric and the sewer line. And
still got to hook up the backup camera. Still got to get the walkies out.
Still
got to
hitch up.
Hitch up. Still got to get all that going. And again, like, this place is great, but it wasn't built necessarily. I mean, it was built to be a campground, but it doesn't share. It doesn't have the kind of layout of a campground. It's like you're in a parking lot. So, you know, it's not always easy to move around like it is in some campgrounds, where the campgrounds always have big loops.
Right.
So if you make a mistake, you make a loop and come back. And I'm really into that.
Yeah, it's nice.
And anyway, all right. And so we'll get to that.
We pulled it forward to spot three, but it was pretty apparent pretty fast that we just weren't aligned well. It's a funny, there's almost too much space.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you were really far on the other side of the lot. And it was like to maneuver it on a curve back the, you know, however
again, it's
many,
not
50
set up,
feet or whatever.
It's not set up like a campground as much as it is a parking lot. So
it is entirely a parking lot.
I'm just thrown by that. And it's actually quite wide. So it's not like I didn't have enough room, but it was like different than I'm used to. So I wasn't sure. So I went like way over to the other side, but then I was too close to somebody else's campsite. And then I got in a weird angle. And the thing was, is I was really crabby because I don't know why I just was.
You were.
Didn't feel like moving. The first time we backed in, one of the hosts was just like doing my least favorite thing where they just sit there and watch you, like just parked in the golf cart, like watching me. And, you know, it's fine, but I was kind of annoyed and it wasn't going that well. And so I was like really psyched because he wasn't there doing that again. And I was like, oh, thank God, nobody's watching me. And it's not the end of the world. And it's inevitable that somebody's watching you.
Right.
But it's the people that park there and like eyeball to eyeball you just watch you with like the crossed arms and they have opinions.
Yeah.
And then they go ahead and share their opinions either with their quote help or like they make just, you know, kind of passive aggressive, not always that passive aggressive comments about the state of your backing up, which is still not where I want it to be. I'll just say that. I'm improving, but I'm still not great at it.
So we had to reset, which in a normal campground would mean you just drive the loop again.
Right, and so I was like, oh, I'll just drive the loop.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'll just stay here and wait for you to roll around. And then you break in on the walkie and you're like, I need you to come here. And like, I thought, oh crap, you hit something. So you sounded very serious, but
I was just annoyed.
What you realized was there isn't a loop. You have to actually leave the campground, drive back through town, and then back into the campsite, which wasn't
isn't
the end of the world.
It's not that far. It's not that hard, but it just was another thing. And I don't like going too far without Dan helping me spot because I have all the, like, I'm amazed that people tow on their own because we have it just like broken down and divided. All the things that we do so well that I really depend on your eyes on like the right side and stuff like that, the things that I can't see. And so I don't like driving far without you in there with me. And so I was like, I need you to get in the car. So you ran over and we got in, we drove around. The teen had the little guy out in the park, but we had to like text
him
and
know,
be like,
hey, if you don't see our trailer, it's because we had to leave.
We didn't abandon you. We just had to like go drive around for five blocks or whatever. So then we drive through town and I'm just crabby. I feel like it should be easier than it is. Backing up is still hard for me. Like, I'm getting better, but it's still hard. It's not something I enjoy at all. And but I do enjoy some of the, you know, many campsites that you have to do it in.
Yeah.
So I just do it. But I was crabby. And then, so we're driving around, we're coming in, and there's a woman who works for...
Yeah, she's like a volunteer. She's not a camp host.
Yeah, she's not. I think, I don't know if she works just in the park area, like doing stuff or what, but she had like a vest on that they all wear, but she had a different colored one. Yeah. So I don't know what her job was, but she saw us come in, and then she must have beelined for us.
For real?
Like, for real, like, did she run? Like,
we drove by her when we like, came into the run? Park, and she was way over. And then we did the loop, and I jumped out, and you got into position to start the backup, and suddenly she was walking right up to your window.
Oh, right up to my window. And let's also not forget that these are pandemic times, where just today we learned that vaccinated people can transmit the disease as much as, you know, as much as unvaccinated people. And I'm like, there's somebody in my face because my window was down. And like, I don't know why people don't realize that's very awkward and extremely unwelcome. Yeah. Like, does anyone in the history of any backing up ever? I mean, if it's true, if you're out there, let me know. I, as a person who tows, cannot even imagine a scenario where I would want someone to come up to my window and give me unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
And that, you know, but yet it happens way more often than I want it to. Yeah. So anyway, she,
I mean, I think there's probably also a gender thing in that too, right? If it was me behind the wheel, I'd probably, probably be less unsolicited advice.
Know.
But if it was me behind the wheel, I would be hitting things and it would be a disaster. So I appreciate that you're behind the wheel.
She was like legit like 2 feet away from me, just like yammering on about how she's going to help me back up. I was very clear. I said to her, oh no, my husband is back there. We're good. I'm good. I was like literally backing up.
We were good too.
We were good.
Actually, it was a very good backup.
It was all right. Well, sometimes when I get angry, I actually am better at things because I'm just like, I'm going to do it and I'm going to show them. You know, I get like, I get all jerky and it helps sometimes. Other times it doesn't because it didn't go that great. I mean, we ended up having to redo it. But
well, it was a lot of voluntary redoing. Today.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's actually been the theme of some of our backups lately is like, we could be better.
We could
at
do
that.
Better.
But we did. So you but did anyway, tell her.
But I was so clear. Like, I don't feel like I could have been more clear.
No.
And I was actually hiding my internal rage and I was just being polite because I'm like, maybe she doesn't realize how awful this is for me. But I was just like, oh yeah, thank you for the offer. But my husband's right there and we're good. Like I'm like literally backing up right now. We've got walkie talkies and a backup camera. We're good. And does she leave?
No.
No. In fact, she comes closer. She's, I'm like, are you going to hop in? Like, have a seat, you know? But she just then starts talking to me. So I just kind of ignore her. And I'm like, I got to just do this. And, you know, she's talking and I'm just ignoring her. And I just, you know, we do it. But then she starts talking to me about this bull snake she sees on the trail when she was hiking this morning. And I'm just like,
like, we're still backing up the trailer.
I'm literally moving backwards away from her. Yeah. Not fast, because I was backing up, but, like, didn't stop her from telling me about the snake. And, yeah, so I just was like, okay, I gotta just try to focus. It's just hard, because, like, I have a hard time focusing when people are talking to me anyway, and then I've got someone just, like, right there. But anyway, we did it. I didn't love where it was. It was, like, not centered in the spot enough.
Well, we kind of were just like, it's fine. Let's be done. So she'll leave.
I know. And so we did. We were like, okay, we're good. Okay, bye. And then she walked off to talk to somebody else. And, but then it seemed like we were really close to one side and too close to the people next to us and, you know, not backed up in the space enough. And I was like, you know what? I can do this.
Yeah.
Especially now that I'm not being hounded by someone.
Someone telling you about bull snakes.
I don't need to hear about that. No. And so we were like, and we had actually unhitched and everything. We were like, you know what? We're done. Screw it. It's good enough. Because we're only in this spot for 2 days. So I was like, it's fine. And, but then I was like, you know what? No. And I actually kind of thought, like, this is an opportunity for me to kind of practice.
Yeah.
Like, there weren't a lot of people around.
The site was,
it was pretty empty because it was right at the time that people leave. And so it was like, we were just moving a few over. So it was like right around the time people leave and before the people coming in got there. So I was able to just, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this again and just kind of get my head right. Cause I was starting to spiral a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I can't back up, you know? And so, we did it again and we got it much better.
Yeah.
like much, much better. And that made me happier. And I was like, I just need to be left alone.
Yeah, that's the thing. You did great.
Yeah.
You really did.
It all worked out.
We're actually in the spot better than the one we were before.
Yeah, it's
like
good.
We're actually more parallel in it.
Yeah, it's funny though, because it's like, I was, this morning I was kind of annoyed, like, I hope that guy's not watching me the whole time again. And then it got like 20 times worse.
Yeah. And in fact, we saw that guy as we were coming in.
And he was actually really nice.
From doing the loop. And he was like, oh yeah, I know the loop.
Yeah, he was like, he was like being compassionate to us and nice. And I was like, oh, I was worried about him. Look what happened to me.
And then little did we know, here came
the bull
snake ambassador of Lyons, Colorado.
So here's the deal, people. If people are backing up, unless they ask you for help, just
let
them
back up.
Just leave them alone. Yeah. You know, they're just doing their thing. They're good, especially when they have somebody helping them already.
Yeah. And like have a system and are backing up.
And it's actually working.
And it's working fine.
It's not like I was stuck.
No, we were definitely not stuck.
I mean, I have gotten stuck before. That guy in Texas actually did help me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if I need help, I'll ask for it, but yeah.
But that's...
Look, I'm crabby again. No, I'm
crabby.
Not. I'm not, actually. I just feel like I sound like I am.
There's a really nice breeze blowing in right now.
Yeah, actually. And we're enjoying...
Cool breeze. We open the windows after
kind of
the rain.
Mildness and keeping our fingers crossed it doesn't get too wild.
Yeah, I think it'll just be rain. I love hearing the rain on the trailer. So
I do.
I'm okay with it a little bit.
Yeah.
But wouldn't mind if it actually didn't rain all weekend, which is kind of what they're saying.
Yeah.
We only brought so many games.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But you'll find out next week, because this is it. This is the end of week two.
Week two.
So we will talk to you then.
Okay.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Janice Dillard and Dan Sinker. Follow pictures of our travels and get in touch at Tin Can Evangeline on Instagram, or send an email to evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please subscribe to The Hitch on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review while you're there. I'm Dan Sinker.
And I'm Janice Dillard.
And we'll see you on the road.